Hello.
Hi, Christopher?
Yes.
Hi, it's Monica,
it's Monica.
Family First Care. Yes.
All right. Now, I had just took a TB test at my job, but they don't give copies of the TB test. So I'm seeing if you have a suggestion, I'm going to have to go somewhere else and get one done. Just
sure.
seeing
did
on
you
that
get
one
it,
if you have it.
Did you get it done, like, at a LabCorp?
No, they actually did it at my job.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I can just schedule you an appointment.
Oh, I can take it with y'all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just schedule you one. Give me one moment so I can open up your file here.
Right.
Your zip code is 19149, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Y'all have after hours after, like, 3 o'clock, right? Like, 3, like...
Let me check. Hold on.
Right.
I don't see... So there's a LabCorp at 4900 Frankfurt Avenue at the Jefferson Frankfurt Hospital. Their last time available is at 3:10. I don't know if that's going to work for you.
Now, I could do that at, let's say, tomorrow, because I have off tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow they have availability. You want to do that?
All right, yeah, let me just write that down in my phone.
Oh, don't need to. I'm going to send you a confirmation. It'll have the address and everything on it.
What'd you say?
I'm going to send you a confirmation, and it's going to have the location
okay.
of the LabCorp, okay? So let me just put your information here, and then I'll send you the confirmation shortly.
All right.
Okay? Just make sure you, when you go in, bring your ID with you because they do check IDs. And
okay.
then show them the confirmation that I'm going to send to you. And
okay.
then just tag me when you finish so that way I can keep a lookout on your results. Usually
right.
it takes about 2 to 3 days to get the results back for them, okay?
Okay. I got two more questions.
Sure.
The second one, it seemed like with the application process, I would be able to do that. I would be able to do it with not just my mother. I'll be able to do the home health aid thing with other clients.
Let me see.
It seemed like I'm doing a regular, like, any regular person who signed up for this job, the same stuff.
I mean, you definitely can. I think I'm waiting for your – it depends on your background check. If you come
okay.
to the scene with your background check, then, yes, you can work with other clients. However, if we do see that there's a felony charge on your background, you won't be able to work with any clients.
No, I don't have any of that stuff on there. No,
okay,
it's just a clean background.
Yeah, then you probably definitely will be able to work with other clients.
Okay, and another question, how much is it per hour?
So it really depends on the case that you're signing up for. Generally speaking, the base rate would be 14 if the case is 40 hours or less. However, if the case has, like, overtime, so if it's more than 40 hours, then it depends on how many hours of overtime you're going to be getting. And then they would be able to give you, like, a breakdown of the rate. But we won't know until we know how many hours exactly the case is for.
All right, so you said basically $14 an hour?
If it's less than 40 hours, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, all right, so just wait for that information to get texted to my phone? And then.
Yes, I'm going to send it to you via text. Sorry, I didn't finish with the appointment yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll send it to you shortly, okay?
All right.
All right, Christopher, have a good one.
All right, you too. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.